You're listening to the ASMR HQ podcast with Wanda and Paula.
Hi there. Welcome back to our second podcast. We're really glad that you decided to join us again, assuming you listened to our first one. We are learning very quickly how to do these podcasts, so we appreciate you your patience as we become more confident at doing these. Our first podcast went quite well, really, considering it. We got quite a large number of people listening to it, and we got a few emails, so that was really good. So it was nice to see. So it's kind of encouraged us to create a few more. So in this video, we make a lot of videos. In this audio, in this podcast today, we're going to be talking about ASMR and what it is, and also the many triggers that can set it off, because there are thousands of them. ASMR is a term that was coined by someone by the name of Jennifer Allen, and she created a Facebook group back in 2010 dedicated to ASMR. So although it's a bit of a mouthful, the acronym actually stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. So it is difficult to say if you were going to say it like that every time. So it's just as well we do have an acronym for it. Basically, ASMR, in its most simplest definition, is it's a tingling sensation felt in the back of the head as a result of some sort of visual or auditory trigger of some sort. So it might be, for an example, it might be someone tapping their fingers on a table, or it could be the sound of some crinkling paper, for instance.
That's right. And that's the simplest of the definitions, but it really gets a lot more complex than that. First of all, the tingling sensation in the back of the head is not always limited to the back of the head. It can be often felt in the neck and the shoulders, the arms, the legs, and in some people it's felt all over the body.
Yeah, for me it's, I generally feel it just in the back of the head, mostly in the right side. But I can feel it in my shoulders and down my back sometimes as well.
And some people don't even feel a tingling sensation, but they feel the effects of ASMR as a sort of a state of euphoria or blissfulness. It's a bit like zoning out.
That's right. I actually feel that. I went for about 2 months where the tingling sensation stopped completely for me, but I still felt sort of a blissfulness when I was listening to the videos. So it was completely still relaxing for me. So I really don't know whether that is still considered to be ASMR or not, but for me it is. I'll consider that it is, and like Wanda said, a lot of people don't actually get the tingling sensation at all, but they do have a really great feeling when they listen to these videos.
Now, there is one thing I want to clear up. There's a common misconception that ASMR is somehow related to sexual feelings, and some people use the term brain orgasm to describe it. And of course, mainstream media have latched onto this, and whenever you hear a news story about ASMR, of course, it always comes across as being kinky, weird or freaky.
Yeah, I know. That is really, really annoying. As someone who experiences ASMR, I know that it definitely doesn't generate sexual feelings. Although, really, I mean, for some it might, but there is always going to be people that get sexual feelings from just about anything, so I mean, ASMR is a bit like listening to relaxation music. You wouldn't consider that sexual, so I'm not sure why this ever got the name brain orgasm. It really annoys me, like I said, when I hear it. So I really think that, and I thought about this the other day, that in our podcast we just don't mention it ever again. I think this will be the first and last time. What do you think?
I agree.
Okay, well, motion carried. Let's move on.
Yep, right. Okay, one of the things that we would talk about today is the many triggers that can set ASMR off in a person, and as Paula said before, there's certainly many of them, and they're often classified as intentional or unintentional. Now, intentional triggers are caused specifically to induce ASMR in someone, and these are the type of videos that we create. Unintentional triggers are from ordinary everyday sounds or events. In other words, they aren't actually meant to induce ASMR, but they do.
Yeah, that's right. So the intentional ones are created by ASMR artists. So they might be a video, a role play video or a sound video or something like that, that where the person who created it, it specifically created it to generate an ASMR feeling in someone. So that's what intentional is. So then the unintentional triggers, they could still be videos from YouTube, for instance. There might be a video that someone created. It could be anything. It could be like an unboxing or a review of a product or anything really. But their intent wasn't to generate ASMR, an ASMR reaction in someone. It was just to, you know, they were just creating a video for another purpose. But they don't realise that the video does create ASMR tingles, you know, so that's an unintentional one. And it could also be from just any sound or visual around you in your daily life. A lot of people like going to get the haircut, for instance. So that's an unintentional one. The hairdresser doesn't go out of their way to create tingles in your head, but just the snipping of the scissors or the close attention of the touching of the hair might create ASMR in someone. So they're unintentional ones.
It's actually a very personal thing, with each individual being triggered by something different. In general, ASMR triggers, they can be classified as auditory or visual, or there can be a combination of the two.
That's right. Some people, like me, prefer the sounds to the visuals and vice versa. I'm much more a sound. I will always go for an ASMR artist that just creates sounds. Although, at the moment, I'm watching a lot of ASMR, massage ASMR videos. He focuses a lot on sounds, but he also is up in front of the camera, and I quite like the way he moves around and focuses on what he's got in his hands. So in a way, that sort of triggers me as well. But really specifically, I'm more into the sounds on their own.
I've been finding that I've been watching a few of ASMR requests, and she does role plays, and I find that I quite enjoy those.
She's brilliant. She's got all those space series that everyone's anticipating, waiting for the second series.
They are excellent.
Yeah, she's really good at her role plays. Mm. She's very professional in how she does them, so yeah, she deserves a lot of praise for her work.
Yes. Some of the auditory videos on YouTube are made up of a series of sound, and they include like things like tapping and scraping and soft scratching. Lots of people like crinkling sounds, brushing.
Yeah, the brushing of the brushes and water sounds. A lot of people like water bottle sounds, just the crinkling of the water bottle, not just the water in it, but just the crinkling of a water bottle. These days they make the water bottles in that really soft plastic.
Mm.
It makes a really good sound. Then you've got the whisper sounds.
Yes, and that's where someone's will come along and whisper random words, and they might do a reading out of a book or read a poem. Some of them even just have general info about their day.
It could be any sort of whispering of anything. So
doesn't even have to be intelligible.
No, that's right. Yeah. It can be complete gibberish, and it can still work. So a lot of the time they will also, if they've got binaural microphones, they'll whisper in one ear and then pan around and whisper in the other ear. So it creates a nice panning effect, which a lot of people like.
Yeah. So, yes, a lot of it's total gibberish and still triggers an ASMR in someone. Doesn't appeal to me, but there is a lot of people that it does appeal to.
I actually quite liked, again, I'm back to massage ASMR because I'm listening to him a lot lately, but he did one the other day where it was just really nothing. It was just talking, and I can't even describe it now. And normally the whispering and the talking doesn't grab me at all, but this one did for some reason. It was quite interesting the way he did it. Just whispered in ear to ear, did a bit of scraping sounds at the start, but he stopped that very early on and just continued on with this gibberish. If you listen closely, you could tell what he was saying, but you had to really listen closely. But listening closely, you lose the point of the ASMR. You forget about the ASMR. So Yeah, it's better if it doesn't make sense at all.
And then we've got visual triggers. And a visual trigger is generally based around someone performing a very mundane task slowly, precisely, deliberately. It can be an even better trigger for someone if the task is done repeatedly.
Yeah, that's right. So what's examples of those? A lot of it can be someone painting. Remember, Bob Ross is a... Bob Ross? Got the right name?
Yep.
Painting, you know, he just the painting and the sounds of the paint. There's a lot of videos, role play videos, like the cranial nerve exam. That's a biggie that seems like every second ASMR artist has done a cranial nerve exam role play. Eye exam role plays. What else? I'm just trying to think. Oh, there's hundreds of different role plays out there with just the visuals. People using brushes to stroke the camera. People just touching the camera. Those sort of things. So they're all visual triggers. They also, pretty much all of the time, the role plays include sounds as well. So it's always usually a combination of visual and auditory triggers. So yeah, but mostly at the time it's usually someone doing a completely boring task generally. As long as it's quiet, soft, relaxed, slow, deliberate, it's kind of can be a visual trigger for some. So yeah, so that's pretty much it in the way of what ASMR is, at least our sort of definition of it. And you got anything else to add?
No, I don't think so. I think that people get the general idea of what it is. As we say, there's many, many triggers, and you sometimes don't know what's going to set you off.
Yeah, there's some really weird triggers out there too. But each to their own. Everyone's got their own trigger, and whatever creates that tingling effect, go for it.
Exactly. So. Yeah. Well, I think that's about it for this podcast. Yep. So what we'll do now is we'll finish off with some sounds.
Yep, so we'll change to the binaural microphones now, so you get that nice panning effect again.
Yep.
And we'll go for it. So thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you again in our next podcast.